You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
Thank you for joining us today for the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators podcast. My name is Kim Spence Mullen, and Elizabeth Inman and I are your hosts today. And Elizabeth is president and founder. And, you know, when you sit with Elizabeth, here is what you will feel like. You have just met one of your best friends because she will make you so comfortable, and her vision and goal includes understanding not only where you are in your life financially, but also helping you climb the mountain that sometimes we look at ahead of us, Elizabeth, when we're thinking about retirement or we're thinking about our finances. And man, that can seem so daunting. But part of your heart is to help people get over the mountain.
That is for sure, Kim. I've been at the base of that mountain looking up, thinking there is no way I'll ever get over that ridge up there. It's a scary feeling. It's a daunting feeling. So knowing what that feels like myself as a federal employee getting ready to retire is just, it can be overwhelming. It can be overwhelming. Not everybody feels that way, but there's an awful lot of people that feel that way. And my heart is, I just want to help them. I mean, one of my favorite things to do when I worked for the Postal Service was I absolutely love to do career conferences. Mm-hmm. I love to go and speak to employees about how to get promoted, how to better themselves, how to do the current job they're doing even better to get recognized so they could position themselves for promotion. And I feel the same way about doing what I'm doing now, how to better yourself, how to make better decisions to position yourself better so that you reap the rewards in retirement. You can manage those risks when the market's going topsy-turvy like it is right now, so that you're not losing everything in one fell swoop. So I love, and what a great way to think about it, looking at that mountain, thinking, oh man, can I climb that mountain? Yeah. Can I really get retired?
Yeah. And, you know, those are questions I know you asked yourself sitting at your kitchen table years ago, and you were thinking, am I really ready to do this?
I knew I wasn't really ready when I started seeing the questions on that paperwork. Mm-hmm. That was what was so sad, for crying out loud. I'd worked all the way up to a level 26. You know, at one time I had 1,600 employees under my span of control in my position as a top level manager. And it was like, how could you have that level of responsibility for people?
Yeah.
And again, care about the well-being of those people, and yet not have myself positioned in such a way when I got ready to retire to have the confidence that I was doing the right things.
You know, as you listen to this podcast, I want to remind you, share this with a friend. Let them know that this information is available to them, because you know, if you're feeling any overwhelm or any even just, I just want more information. It doesn't have to be that you're overwhelmed. It can just be, hey, I'm learning along the way. Let a friend know, because you know that you're not the only one, that we're all in this together, as we've heard so many times, but it's true. And we are on a series right now with the podcast from an ebook that I think is, Elizabeth, this is a fantastic tool. It's available for free. And when they go online, they can order it. But we are talking about the TSP Millionaire. And we're continuing the series today. And this is actually, there are nine so-called chapters, but it's really 9 points and then a couple of extras toward the end. But we're continuing this discussion today, and it's number 5 we're at now.
Yes. You know, I love your intros, Kim. And every time you give those intros, it just reminds me about why I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, every position I ever had prior to going to work for the federal government, during my time at the federal government, And ever since then, I just know my purpose in life. My purpose in life is to help people. Mm-hmm. And I hear even the title of the TSP Millionaire, that ebook that we have available, that everybody can have a copy just by going to our website, the www.febcnow.com website. You can get a free copy of it. And I think, where was mine when I needed it?
Right.
I wish I had had it, but I'm so excited to know I literally can put it in the hands of everybody out there that works for the federal government or the postal service. And all they have to do is make a couple of clicks on a website and get that. And it makes me feel like at the end of the day, so I've had one great career. Now I'm into a second great career. Both places I was able to help people. At the end of the day, Kim, when that day comes and I'm laying my head on the pillow for the very final time, I only want to be remembered as the person who helped someone, mm-hmm. that I actually was able to help someone. Mm-hmm. And if that is the case come that day, then I'll feel like I've accomplished what I'm here to do.
Well, I will echo with a lot of people that would be listening to this today that that is absolutely what you have done and are doing is helping people.
Well,
and
thank you.
As we go forward up the mountain together, yes. you know, of looking at the idea of our finances, number five today, we're going to talk about, we kind of have a couple of different ways to say this. It's the set it and forget it syndrome, but also it's let's not forget to identify who's in the driver's seat.
Who's in the driver's seat with your TSP? You know, as I did some research and read several things about the TSP, coupled with my own experience of almost 24 years, I just see such similarities. You know, we talked about earlier how in 2021, it's the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. They call it the FRTIB. That's actually the agency that oversees and administers the TSP program. They commissioned Gallup, you know, that survey company, they mm-hmm. commissioned Gallup to survey a sample, and they used 36,000 TSP participants. That's a pretty good number.
Absolutely.
The survey actually showed that 31% of the people said they simply never changed their contribution amounts, meaning any kind of an increase over the last year's rates that they had in there. And 26% cited a term called inertia. Inertia is that exactly what you said, Kim, the set it and forget it. Mm-hmm. Inertia, just leave it alone. So they cited inertia as their top reason for not contributing at least 5% to the TSP. Okay. I found that so interesting mm-hmm. that the just set it and forget it. So I went in, I did what needed to be done online. I got signed up. I did what I could at the time. And then you just never think about it again. That's so interesting to me. Inertia, as I mentioned, is a well-documented phenomenon that experts who study behavior science has come up with. They're the ones that coined that phrase. And it's actually a condition where investors are comfortable doing nothing. Mm. They just do nothing. They worry about making the wrong decision when they're faced with too many decisions, so they don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. So they dislike tasks that makes them make multiple decisions, so If it takes multiple decisions, they just do nothing. Well, definitely TSP makes you make multiple decisions. And folks, if you think it's bad right now, wait until the end of summertime in 2022 when they add 5,000 mutual funds to the mix. Mm. If you think we've got lots of decisions to make now between the funds, we haven't seen anything yet. So when looking at retirement accounts in general, it's really interesting to note where most participants get their financial advice. Now, mm-hmm. I've always said that the number one place that we get information is from coworkers. Mm-hmm. What did you do? And I still say that inside our federal sector, our postal sectors, I still say personally that I believe the number one place. However, there are surveys. mm-hmm. So let's talk about some statistics. Statistically speaking, over time, the internet has actually become the place of choice for information. So changes in investors' behavior has been noted in surveys done like from people like the Survey of the Consumer Finance System. They've done these surveys, and it's really showed a trend starting back in 2001, when really and truly a friend or a coworker was the number one source, to by the time 2016 rolled around, not nearly as much because the internet is stepping up and taking over. So it just demonstrates a growing importance of the internet as investment advice and a source for Americans across the country as a whole, but mm-hmm. even for our federal and postal workers. So an example of that is while only 2% of the household named the internet as their primary information in 2001, according to this survey, the share increased to 36% by 2016. And we know today, 6 years later, it's going to be even higher than that, Kim. So this is more than the next two advice sources combined. The next two sources was financial planners and then a friend. So financial planners was at 19% back then, mm-hmm. and then friends were 16%. So it's very, very interesting to note that 60% of retirement plan participants actually get their information from either the internet, mm-hmm. from a friend, magazines, or some other source. Mm-hmm. That amazes me.
Yeah, that really is amazing, especially when you consider that a lot of internet information, you can find out one extreme to the other of what they're going to tell you that you should do.
For every article I can find that will say to do this with my TSP, mm-hmm. I can find two articles that'll say, no, do this. Mm-hmm. No wonder people are confused. I mean, myself included throughout my career, the times I did attempt to research information off of the internet, I found it so confusing that for me personally, I went back and my number one source was always a friend.
Yeah.
I tried to find somebody who was being successful and then I would mimic what they do. But to be truthful with you, after I lost a fourth of my own TSP money, it didn't matter what anybody else told me. All I knew is I didn't want to lose anymore.
Yeah.
So I missed out on mega opportunities because I'd had one miss that cost me a quarter of my TSP, and I, by golly, wasn't going to do that again. All of that's emotional decision-making. It's not based on solid financial information or good, solid financial advice. And, you know, we have the ability these days quite easily to help somebody manage their risk and take advantage of the gains right inside of the TSP.
Yeah.
You know, federal and postal employees are very skeptical of people in financial services because they're just afraid they're out there to get their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even here in my local area, I've been doing this for 12 years and, you know, I get close to some of my clients. Some of them I've worked with for a long time. And I would ask them, well, what's the number one objection? Everybody knows my name around here. They mm-hmm. all see me as a federal benefit mm-hmm. coordinator. When it comes to an objection, what's the number one objection? And hands down, every time, they would say, well, she's just going to try to talk you out of your TSP. She's just going to try to talk you out of your TSP. In other words, to transfer that TSP out.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what we do. I mean, we have the ability to help you manage those risks and take advantage of the upswings in the markets right inside of your TSP. Now, that's exciting.
That is. And that's the whole point of this free ebook, is the idea of saying, you know, it is possible for you to be a TSP millionaire and following strategies that have proven successful. And in the book, we're talking about the set it and forget it idea. And that's where you can see why people do that. You were in that same boat yourself.
I did it.
You know exactly the emotional decision on that. And so that's the whole point of saying that this chapter, this number and five in the book, and talking about, don't forget to identify who's in the driver's seat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Who's in the driver's seat? I want you to be in the driver's seat. And I want you to partner with solid financial professionals that are not just out there to get your TSP, as they say, but that will really help you. So just real quick, before we run out of time, I want to make just a couple of points. You know, let's look at three different paths that you can actually choose when you're enrolling in the TSP. And let's draw some some conclusions from a Morningstar report that we looked at. So there's actually three paths that's available to you when you either enroll or you continue on in the TSP and determine how much you're going to invest and what kind of knowledge base you need for that investment. The first one is the self-selection mode. This is the do-it-yourself plan. Under this approach, which is the approach that I quite frankly used, mm-hmm. which I don't recommend, you're making the investment decisions and selecting the funds. You know, as we talked about before, maybe you get your knowledge on investing in retirement planning from a friend or from the internet. You know, this option requires that you're very knowledgeable in investing in retirement planning. I was anything but very knowledgeable. According to this Morningstar survey, self-selection delivers the worst retirement outcomes for the typical TSP participant, and it requires the highest participant expertise. Information people know. Now, the next way TSP did this for us, they created the life cycle funds. Knowing the struggles in the self-selection, self-management part, life cycle funds were brought on board. So we also talked about this earlier, that these funds are designed to adjust the asset allocation or the glide path, as it's called, based on your age and the year that you want to retire. So it treats everyone, though, Kim, as a one-size-fits-all. It treats everybody the same. Like as we talked about before, that glide path may not be the best fit for your situation as you near retirement. It doesn't take anything into account for economics and what's going on in the political arena or in the financial arena. It manages it for you based on a particular set of what is called a glide path, and then that takes over from there. Not everyone has the same risk tolerance or the same retirement objectives that might enter into these life cycles. So it's not really fit directly for you or directly for the times or directly for the economic conditions of the time.
Okay.
So the third one, and I'll finish up with this so we can wrap this up, is using a financial advisor or having managed accounts. So underneath this path, you work with a financial advisor and they customize a portfolio of the funds that's available right inside your TSP, and it's based on your individual risk profile, your time horizon, and your retirement objectives that meets your unique situation. So according to this Morningstar study, the participants are best served meeting regularly with a financial advisor, and it provides the best retirement outcomes. And that's a very powerful way. So just kind of to wrap a few things up, you know, many TSP participants are lulled into a sense of complacency by the simplicity of the TSP accounts. Now, that may not be so after they add 5,000 mutual funds, but they're led to believe that they can simply choose a fund, set up a contribution amount, and their account's going to grow on autopilot. But as we've already talked about, this may not always be the case. And in my case, it resulted in I lost 1/4 of my TSP account before I retired 2 years later.
Wow. Elizabeth Inman is president and founder of Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, based in Oklahoma, serving all the country. Wherever you are in the United States listening, you can order a copy. It's a free ebook, The TSP Millionaire, 10 Things You Must Follow to Become a TSP Millionaire. And we're only on number 5. I mean, this is chocked full of information. You can order through the website at www.febcnow.com. And also, don't forget, please let your friends know if you have been following this podcast, where they can find it, anywhere podcasts are offered, and also go ahead and subscribe, follow it. We want you to be a part so you can get notified every time a podcast is uploaded. Elizabeth is an advocate for federal employees, and her passion is to equip you with tools, data, and information to work together so you can believe that dreams really do come true.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.